Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, last week we talked about sunrise saunters, you know, those walks around the country that are hard to beat as the sun is coming up. Well, today we're going to look at the best locations around the country to enjoy that last magic hour of sunlight before it sets, perhaps in the sea or on a mountain range. And joining me now with their top list of places for a sunset stroll, we have John Connell, farmer and author, and Emma O'Hagan, who's Rural Recreational Officer for Leitrim Development Company. Lovely to see you again this Monday. For our walks. So, Emma, we should start really by reminding people that if you are heading out for a sunset walk, you'll be returning home in twilight, maybe even darkness. So basic tools and safety equipment that people will need to do and the rules you need to follow first off.
Yeah, I suppose the first thing is you should always let somebody know that you're heading off before you even do head off. So text a friend, share your location, it's no harm. Always to just keep somebody in the loop, make sure that someone's keeping an eye on you. Secondly, I'd say bring a head torch. Spare batteries for your head torch as well, or just a normal torch is fine. Warm clothes, you never know. Try and predict, you can never really predict the weather, we all know that. So plenty of warm clothes and waterproofs as well. And of course, good hiking boots.
The bare essentials, the sensible essentials that you need. Now, you're going to start us off in Leitrim again this week.
Of course.
No surprise. Where are you taking us?
So I'm going to bring you to Bohorn na Naive in County Leitrim. So it's in Clune Village in South Leitrim.
Lovely.
Really, really special place. I'd never even heard of this place until I started working as a recreation officer for Leitrim Development Company.
And this is your base.
This is exactly. It's only up the road from me, but it's newly developed. So I visited it a couple of months ago and I was just taken back by this amazing sort of paradise in Leitrim. It's so hidden. It's got a load of little trails. It's got a woodlands trails. It's got an equestrian trail. It runs along by the lake there as well. It's got a little wildlife watchtower. So for sunset, if you fancy bringing your kids there, you can like pop up onto the tower and have a look at the wildlife. It's accessible. So if you have a buggy or a wheelchair, it's flat. And there's a really brilliant Tidy Towns community that have made this trail happen. And I think it's really worth highlighting for your Ireland's Hidden Heartlands people there. So anyone
that
from Longford or
Roscommon. It can be, when you're looking at these walks, it can be hard to get somewhere where you can bring a buggy.
Absolutely.
So that's a useful one to know. Bohorn na Naive in Leitrim. So that's an easy walk, is it?
Super easy walk. There's a whole different network of trails, so you can make it as short or as long as you want, but a really stunning place to go for sunset.
Right. Well, we gave Emma Leitrim, so now we're going to give you Longford, aren't we, to start
off? Well, sure, look, we're proud of where you're from.
Absolutely, nothing wrong with that.
No, I think my walk is Derrycasson in Longford. It's in North Longford in Mullinocta. They won the Leinster football a few years ago, but it's a beautiful 5K forest trail. And buggy friendly. I actually bring my son there for a walk on a Sunday morning. It's really nice to be in amongst the trees. And there's a lake to the side, Loch Gowna, so you get really beautiful views of the lake as well. And then on the weekends, there is a coffee box, so you can get a nice flat white or whatever you want. And that's open from early in the morning till late in the evening. So it's a very popular spot, actually. And a lot of people come from the environs of the region to go there on a Saturday or Sunday, but it is truly lovely, and it's a great place to go for a run as well if you're so inclined.
Yeah.
But a perfect walking condition.
And how do you feel in general about a sunset walk? Is it something that you're interested in, or do you prefer the early morning?
Oh, look, sunset walks, particularly now, I mean, we're promised this good week of weather at the moment.
Well,
so
it's been lovely. I know in some parts it didn't have a great weekend.
Yes.
On this coast we had lovely weather.
There's something, I think when the weather is right in Ireland, there's something really magical about a sunset walk. And of course, Northern Hemisphere summer, we get the longer evenings. So I often reflect, when I lived in Australia, the sun sets so quickly. But in Ireland, you can have a whole second life after work in the late spring, early summer. You can go out, go for a walk, meet people, have a chat and still get home and it still be bright. You know?
Yes.
So it's a wonderful amenity to have, and it makes up for the dark winters.
I know. I think that's why people feel so much better, don't they? Because they have that extra part of the day here,
yeah,
you know, in the evening time after work. Now, it's a lovely time to walk, isn't it? Thinking about it, Emma, before we come to our next one, because you might be out for dinner. And because we're so lucky that we have the lovely long evenings here, you get to walk off the dinner.
Absolutely.
Your stroll in the evening.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like having a dinner and then stretching out the legs afterwards. Yeah, and sometimes I suppose, especially after a dinner, you're not going to want to walk too much either. So that's why I included Dún Briseadh. So this is in Mayo, County Mayo, so otherwise known as Down Patrick Head.
This is the after dinner walk.
This is the after dinner stroll. Yeah. So it's not a long walk at all, but it is quite a beautiful place to go for a sunset. And I suppose you're going to be, I suppose one thing worth noting is that it is a cliff walk. So obviously be careful, stick to the path, but super easy stroll. You're going to be walking along the cliff edge and you'll come across a headland there at Down Patrick, and then you'll see the sea stack just sitting out there in the middle of the ocean, and you just have to look at it and kind of think, well, what is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture of it now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's like
really
it's like
is.
A piece of Lego really rising from the sea. It's extraordinary.
Yeah,
and it's a 1 kilometre walk, so perfect for the evening time, nice and short.
That's it, exactly, yeah. And there's a watchtower there from World War II as well, so keep an eye out for that, and you can find yourself some shelter in that if it is a bad evening. But a really special place to go for sunset, looking out at the Atlantic. Yeah.
And John, sticking with the flat now for the next one, the Royal Canal.
Yeah. You know, I came across this via Dick Warner, because he with Waterways. Now people might remember that from a long time ago, but the Royal Canal stretches from Dublin to the Midlands. It's over 100 kilometres. It's flat. You've got water beside you the whole time in the form of the canal. But it's growing in popularity all the time. There is a famine walk from Strokestown in Roscommon that goes the whole way up to Dublin. But the walk is brilliant either way, to go from Dublin down to Longford or go from Longford down or back to Dublin.
Yeah.
There's lovely cafes along the way. I know in Clondra, at the end of the harbour, the terminus, there is a lovely pub and you can chill out there and have a meal and relax. And a lot of people will do a section, walk up and then come back down. And
of course.
It's just a really nice, gentle, slow, approachable walk.
Mm-hmm.
We're not out to set records here.
No,
it's out
and
to
listen,
enjoy
we're talking about it being towards the end of the day. These are wind down walks.
These
most
really
of
are.
Them. We're coming to harder ones now shortly. But, you know, it's nice to do that, isn't it? Just
it
to
is,
have a stroll on the flat.
You have to chill out, you know.
You're taking us to Cork now, moving away from the west and away from Dublin.
Yeah, County Cork. I suppose this is sort of a hidden gem that I discovered a few years ago. It's in Nohaville in County Cork, and it's another really nice sort of cliff edge walk.
You're a fan of the coastal walks.
There's a theme here, yeah. Again, stick to the path for this one. It's another very short walk, again an evening stroll. Really special place to come for sunset. The time that I was there, parking wasn't great, so I'm not sure if that's changed since. It was a couple of years ago. But if you park in Nohaville Town and walk there, just bring a high-vis vest. It's not that far to walk at all. Very, very nice.
So it's a cliff walk, but are you saying it's an easy one or it's a short, hard one?
Yeah, no, it's an easy enough one. Yeah. Short enough walk as well. But yeah.
And what do you see?
Again, this is kind of the sea stack. So you're looking at the coast of Ireland. You're up higher than the water, and then you're looking down at sort of rock formations and sea stacks as well. So really, really hidden, beautiful place. I've seen some photographs there. It's pretty popular there for photographers as well. But it's definitely worth visiting if you're that end of the country.
We're going to a classic next, aren't we, John? Doolin to the Cliffs of Moher.
Doolin to the Cliffs of Moher. I discovered this. About 10 years ago, I had came back to Ireland and started to discover Ireland because I hadn't really travelled around it much. But this is truly one of the most amazing walks in Ireland and in Europe, without a doubt. But Doolin to the Cliffs of Moher, it's a moderate walk. You start off in Doolin and you're on a flat, and then it gradually builds up as the cliffs get more majestic and rugged. It's a couple of hours, but it I honestly think it's one of the best ways to experience the Cliffs of Moher. You can drive to the Cliffs of Moher and park and walk out, but you don't really appreciate the majesty of just how amazing they are. Mm-hmm. But if you walk from Doolin, you'll see as the landscape gets bigger and more rugged that it is truly special. And of course, when you look out to your right, you can see the Aran Islands. You can see the boats coming to look at the cliffs, and you'll always meet someone and have a little chat. I would say to be careful because the path does veer at certain points towards the edge of the cliff, and it can be a bit windy. So just take precaution and go slow. That's the best thing. Just go slow and take your time. There's a few little bits that are strenuous, and that's why I've said it's moderate, but it is truly a majestic walk. And you know, we tell tourists to go to the Cliffs of Moher, and we don't often go ourselves, so I really think you should do it once at least.
And you're advising us to go to Doolin.
Yes.
And walk. And you're giving yourself about, what, 2 to 3
hours?
2 to 3 hours
to get up and come back. Yeah. And the parking is free in Doolin.
Mm-hmm. So. And get yourself a feed then.
You get yourself a feed. Come back to Doolin. There's loads of nice pubs. Have a seafood chowder and chill out.
Sounds lovely. Now, the next one is for experienced hikers, isn't it? We're getting a little bit tougher here now, Emma, and we're going to Wicklow.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely, look, I mean, the Spink Trail is a long enough trail if you want to do the whole thing. So if you plan to do the whole thing, I would definitely advise, be more, I suppose, aware of your surroundings, go with somebody else, follow the All Trails route, or if you visit the Get Ireland Active website, you'll be able to find the map as well. Definitely for more experienced hikers. But if you're not that experience, you could still do the same walk. You could still go there for a sunset, maybe just stick to the lower end of the lake. So if you do the route anti-clockwise, if that makes sense. So it's a looped walk. If you're experienced, you'll probably do the whole loop and you'll do it clockwise. If you're inexperienced and you want to just go somewhere by the lake for a sunset stroll, you can always do it clockwise and just don't head up the mountain. So,
and that's a walk where you really will need the layers. You know, the further up you go, we went to Jowse a few weeks ago, and I don't think we were dressed properly. We were all cold. So yesterday we were in Wicklow town and we went for a walk, and I had everybody in four layers, and I ended up carrying everybody's coat and everybody's outer layer.
Oh,
so
the joys.
Yeah, and we're still learning, but we'll get there. But for something like that, you'd need to be all sorted. And
The top of the mountain is pretty exposed. You're not looking, there's not a huge amount of shelter. As you're going up, you're going through a forest and it's pretty nice. But when you hit the top of the mountain, that's when you want your layers. So even if you are carrying them, bring a backpack. Like, you know, you can never have too many layers. I know it's unfortunate for you to have to carry them.
The Sherpa, Mammy Sherpa.
Sherpa, yeah.
Now we're going to Donegal. This is challenging as well.
It's very hard, but it is it is wonderful. excuse me. We're in Errigal, Errigal Mountain in Donegal. So this is a sunset walk. I would advise not starting at sunset, or you're going to be in pitch darkness, but starting in the hours before sunset and coming back down the mountain to get the view of the Poison Glen and so on. It's a tough climb, but it is absolutely spectacular. I did it on my 30th birthday, and I went swimming in the lake down below, and I had a barbecue, and it was magic. It's a magic day.
What a great way to celebrate a
birthday. It was great. I just decided I'd drive up to and climb a mountain to mark a new decade, but Errigal is magic. I suppose in a sense it's a little bit like Croagh-Patrick. It's tough, but the views are totally worth it. And you're not far from Glenties then, and if you want to speak a little bit of Irish, you can in the Donegal Gaeltacht. And
can you remember how long that took you now to do that?
Probably an hour and a half up, an hour and a half back.
Okay.
But it is a steep climb, and the peak, there's actually a double peak at the top, so you can walk from one peak down a little trail to the next. But you're kind of scrambling at the end, so I would say, as Emma has said, good footwear and the right provisions and a good drink of water. Don't forget, when you're up there, there's no water, so, and you will be thirsty. In a summertime, it is magic. I did go there once in winter, and I actually got up and the mountain was covered in clouds. You couldn't even see the mountain. So be aware that the weather can change. Mm-hmm. And Donegal is a little bit wetter.
Yeah,
you know,
that sounds it is, really
it is
fabulous and well
it
worth
is spectacular. It. Yeah. And the whole region around there is just beautiful, because you're going to go through Glenveagh and the National Park and everything else. So it's totally worth going up.
So there's nothing like seeing the sun set in the Atlantic, really, you know, and that's why you're going to stay in Donegal, Emma.
Yeah, we'll stay up in Donegal. Yes. Why not? I wanted to talk about Hornhead in Donegal. And it's funny that you were talking about Errigal. Errigal, because my initial plan for this day that I visited Hornhead was actually to do Errigal, but like that, the weather didn't permit. So I had a group of people with me, and I host some outdoor adventure groups. So we had to come up with a plan B, and the plan B was to visit Hornhead. And this is kind of a really special place because, again, I suppose it's kind of one of those places that you can go to and you can get the most beautiful view, and it will, if you're taking a photo, it'll look like you've been hiking for kilometres, but in actual fact you can drive there and park up and be at this beautiful sunset spot within 45 minutes. So there's a trail again that'll bring you around a coastal loop walked, and it truly is like, it's
really special.
You know, you're
one
at the top of Ireland.
You have a walking event coming up at, in the summer, don't you?
I do.
National Trail Conference. Yeah. .ie is where people can go for information.
Yeah. We have a really exciting event. It's a 4-day event. So, as part of that, there's the Carrick Camino. So that'll be visiting the Miners Way and the Leitrim Way, and we also have the Lochee Triathlon, and there'll be loads of other trial events where you can go hiking or you can go kayaking, and loads of really fun events. So nationaltrailsconference.ie.
Okay. And we should remember that app as well. You told us about All Trails, isn't it?
All Trails and Get Ireland Active.
Myself.
Yeah, it's
a great,
really
one.
Great, very useful.
All right, go on some more walks and come back to us.
Yeah,
we'd love to do that again.
No harm.
John Connell and Emma O'Hagan, thank you both. We'll take a break.
Thanks.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.